AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says her family is now offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of her mother. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was reported missing more than 3 weeks ago from her home in Arizona. In an Instagram video, Guthrie says her family is still holding out for a miracle.
Hope against hope. As my sister says, we are blowing on the embers of hope. We also know that she may be lost. She may already be gone. She may have already gone home to the Lord that she loves.
Authorities believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump will argue at the State of the Union address tonight. Republicans are best suited to keep tackling the public's cost of living concerns.
The president's going to make the case that 3 more years with him in the White House and with Republicans on Capitol Hill, we can finally achieve the American dream in this country again that we had in his first term but was lost because of Joe Biden and the Democrats over the past 4 years.
Texas Democrat Al Green in the House says the State of the Union under Donald Trump is fragile.
Two American citizens have lost their lives, and we've just moved on. Madam Speaker, our democracy is at risk because we have a president who disrespects the rule of law.
Several Democrats in Congress plan to skip the speech in protest. Authorities in Missouri say 2 sheriff's deputies were shot and killed, one during a traffic stop, the other hours later during a shootout with a suspect who was also killed. The Conference Board says consumer confidence in the economy improved slightly in February after cratering the month earlier. Authorities in Russia say an unidentified assailant detonated an explosive device, killing himself and a police officer. This is AP News. Lots of people were watching the Olympics.
The Milan Cortina Olympics averaged 23.5 million viewers in the United States, making it the most watched winter game since 2014 with a 96% larger audience than the Beijing Games 4 years ago. NBC Universal said the average includes combined audiences on NBC, Peacock, CNBC, USA Network, and other digital platforms during the live afternoon and primetime windows. NBC broadcast the Super Bowl, the Olympics, and the NBA All-Star Game in February, the first time a network had all 3 in 1 month. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Warner Brothers Discovery says it's reviewing a new takeover offer from Skydance-owned Paramount, but its board is still recommending the company's deal with Netflix in the meantime. Netflix only wants to buy Warner's studio and streaming business. Paramount is also interested in networks like CNN and HGTV. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.